Well, certainly education is always huge. I do think that the information that's already out there is just great. My Pro-Life Answers book has sold over 100,000 copies, which for a pro-life book, you know, is really very unusual. The Why Pro-Life book is being translated into numbers of languages. It's being distributed all over the world. Operation Mobilization has distributed in the last 2 years over 50,000 copies in, on its ships, you know, in parts of the world where there are many English speakers, but they are people who speak English as a second language, but they pick up these books, and that the international pro-life movement is, you know, a lot of things are happening there. And I think that there is more of an awareness. But in terms of what needs to happen, certainly movies, documentaries, things that will set forth the case in a visual context that goes beyond a printed page and even goes beyond an internet page, which maybe has some pictures on it and maybe has access to some little YouTube-like videos, but something that is bigger than that and something that's more carefully presented than that. There's certainly that, but there's also just a great need in terms of what could turn things around for young people, especially banding together and doing things, whether they're protests, whether it's a human rights affirmation celebration that just gathers and says, we're here to celebrate the sanctity of human life, the preciousness of unborn children. And I think there's a need to tie that to the preciousness of elderly people and disabled people. And I think the opportunity to stand up then against the thinking of Princeton professor Peter Singer and people like that who just, and honestly, somebody asked me recently, well, what do you think is our best thing that we can do about Peter Singer? And I said, I think the best thing we can do about Peter Singer is get him out there. Have people listen to him. Have people actually see what he is saying, because he is effectively the most powerful pro-life statement that could be made, because it is so chilling to hear this man talk about older people needing to step aside and you know, in their lives, and handicapped people being less worthy than to live than animals, pigs, you know, this sort of thing. You know, that if your IQ isn't at a certain level, you don't deserve to live, and that really human beings shouldn't be declared human beings until 30 days after birth, and then that way parents have a 30-day option in which they can decide whether they want their child or not, and if they don't want their child, they can kill the child legally with no implications or, you know, but you hear this guy say this, and you're thinking, is this a joke? No, it's not a joke. People are paying a lot of money to go to Princeton to sit under this guy.